On the morning of April 1st, 1973, a crowd had gathered in front of the ballroom doors on the second floor of the newly renovated Lord Ballmer Hotel, then as now at Ballmer and Hanover Streets. 800 guests, mostly VIPs from Baltimore, rushed through to be confronted with, stunned by, arguably the most unusual display of food in the history of the Western world, a mountainous buffet 50 feet long and 10 feet wide, piled high with 47 kinds of entrees, canapés, an unaccountable number of chafing dishes, including such rare and exotic offerings as whole roasted goat, wild boar, African ram, buffalo stew, camel stew known as zingara, roast stew of lion, hippopotamus carved to order. The occasion had been boldly designed to break the barriers of the expected and draw attention to the occasion and the hotel's new owner's big gamble that this grand old lady of Baltimore Hotels, built in 1928 and by its location in the center of a once bustling heart of town, there where the lights are bright, and in strong competition with the new hotels going up all around it, could make it in the new Baltimore. It had been a time when, in the 1960s, Baltimore's storied downtown had fallen on hard times, and the hotel and the movies and the restaurants and retailing all went into decline. And so by 1968, the hotel owed Baltimore City $350,000 in back taxes and was on the verge of bankruptcy. Enter in 1973, new money, new management, new hope, different and maturing visions as downtown began to show promise of coming back to its old self, which takes us back to that evening of April 1st, 1973, and this grand opening with mind-boggling dinner fare offerings never before seen together on one table. These days, the Lord Ballmer Hotel is alive and flourishing, but it has not been easy, and not before it had served up to a Ballmer that loves the place, hippopotamus carved to order, whole roasted goat, camel stew, roast loin of lion, and the time it took for the whole hotel, all 600 rooms, to get over a very bad case of indigestion.